Excited by Barack Obama's victory in the Sunshine State in last year's presidential election, Florida Democrats are hopeful of taking some of the cabinet positions next year currently held by Republicans. Kendrick Meek and Alex Sink are by far the frontrunners in their races for senator and governor, respectively. But the Democrats will have a contested race for attorney general, as two South Florida state senators, Dan Gelber and Dave Ehrenberg, have announced their candidacies. Both were at the Hilton Hotel in St. Petersburg Saturday night for the Pinellas County Democratic Party's Kennedy King Dinner, and WMNF spoke with both of them. First, we asked Senator Gelber if he feared the battle could get fierce.
I don't think so. I know both of them are friends of mine, and I expect nothing other than a high-minded discussion about the future of our state. You know, we have slightly different experiences. We have different voting records, and we have different profiles, but I think we're friends, and we're good Democrats, and we share many of the same values and principles.
Democratic State Senator Dave Ehrenberg says he's looking forward to a primary election.
You know, I respect Dan, and I think a primary can be good for the Democratic Party. A primary is only bad when it gets nasty and destructive. A primary can be good to get our names out, to excite the base. And, you know, I love the Attorney General's office so much that it's worth it to spend extra months explaining to people why I should be elected. I think that's good for me. I love meeting people, and I'm going to go to as many events as possible.
Dan Gelber says he did not drop out of the Senate race because of Congressman Kendrick Meek's prodigious fundraising totals or big union endorsements. He says it all changed for him when Governor Charlie Crist decided to run for Senate.
It was the moment Charlie Crist moved into the election, then whoever emerged from the primary was going to face somebody who's already well known. And it's very hard to compete with somebody when you've been in a year and a half primary slog where you're basically just talking to a small number of voters. Primary voters. So, number one, it changed the dynamic of the election in terms of, you know, who's going to come out. You're going to face a well-known, well-funded person, and you're going to be broken, battered. But also, his moving out of the governorship created a domino effect that actually opened up an office that I actually have a pretty good background for. I was a federal prosecutor for nearly a decade. I was the chief counsel and staff director of the U.S. Senate's Investigations Committee. I got a great experience as a prosecutor, and I think the Attorney General obviously translates into that experience. So it made a lot of sense for me when that seat opened up to really step back and do what I think was best, not simply for the party, but also, you know, for these races.
Both Gelber and Ehrenberg are liked and respected by Democrats statewide, but there are differences between them. For instance, Ehrenberg voted for Senate Bill 360, the controversial growth management legislation that has infuriated environmentalists across the state.
What we're doing now is not working. If you look at the sprawl that current law has encouraged, it's not working. So I'm willing to try something new, and I, along with most other Democrats and almost every member of the legislature, did vote for it. I hope it works. I can tell you that my constituents are very dissatisfied with status quo, which has led to sprawl, which has led to roads out in the middle of nowhere, and we need to start building inside our cities. Public transit, we need to have infill, and hopefully this bill will help us get there.
Dan Gelber voted against SB 360, sponsored by Bradenton Republican Mike Bennett. WMNF asked him why he thought Governor Crist, despite pressure from environmentalists and newspaper editorial boards, did ultimately sign the bill.
I don't know. I think it was a mistake. I voted against it. I felt that the goals of increasing urban infill might be good goals, but what often happens in a crisis is people tend to overreach. And that particular bill, I believe, is likely going to create more sprawl. It's going to curtail green space, and it's going to make the kind of a Florida in a decade that we don't particularly like. So I voted against it and argued against it, and I think it was a mistake of the governor to sign it.